Welcome back. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, with audio MP3 part 4 of the lawsuit, the LGBTQ lawsuit, and the legal indictment of the vampires! Exclamation point. Yes, real blood drinking vampires. So before we move on, I just want to tell a little bit about my legal materials study buddy, Christopher Crosby, a.k.a. CeCe, of most blessed memory. Probably the greatest pro-per legal scholar in the history of the entire world and genius engineer for out-of-the-box affordable living spaces solutions. Yes, living spaces. Not housing. Living spaces. Houses are defined as buildings, and buildings are defined as having roofs and walls, ceilings and walls, to intentionally plus internationally preclude out-of-the-box solutions to economic issues like the quote-unquote housing crisis in order to artificially inflate the value and price of land and real estate to feed vampires. Exclamation point. Yes, real life vampires. So the details of CeCe's murder by the Bar Association, by his public defender, Patrick Jensen, Alameda County Public Defender's Office, run by, what's that guy's name? I'll look it up. I'll figure it out. He's already a dead man, that loser. With assistance from the police, with that white trash subhuman junkie prostitute, Sheriff Gregory Ahern, who murdered CeCe and falsified the coroner's autopsy report to claim that, get this, : Christopher Crosby tragically suffocated on a plastic lunch baggie while on suicide watch in an isolation cell. New line. Bullshit. Exclamation point. New line. To quote Del the Funky Homo Sapien, catch a bad one. That guy going to catch a bad one in a whole new way for that. It's not even real. It's not even real how corrupt that subhuman white trash pig is. There's not even enough room on this recording to list the crimes. I won't even go into it here. Yeah, there's details about it on the site. But let's just say, nah, you ain't going to get away with illegal phone tapping of every last client attorney private conversation of inmates in custody in Santa Rita, nor can you get away with outlawing Black's legal dictionaries, nor can you get away with violation of PC 851.5 rights to phone at arrest over 60 days with complete impunity. And you best believe that those little piglet juniors like Eric Swalwell's sons, Pig Jr. 1 and 2, are also going to get a lethal indictment for their part in violating my rights and attempting to murder me under color of law. Exclamation point. New line. You best believe the Alpha Cyber Wolf showed those little piglets the t-shirt he was wearing and the brand IP assets that he owns and warned them over and over, don't fuck with the rights of a WoW's ambassador. So the details of murder by the Bar Association are on the site. And yes, by the end of this, it's going to be exposed that I think it's every last person who joins the Bar Association has to take the equivalent of a blood oath to an association run by vampires. Yes, real blood drinking vampires. They have to take some sort of blood oath, to my knowledge, written and signed in blood on their immortal souls, to just be a part of that forever, as though they can somehow obtain and control a complete and 100% illegal and illicit monopoly on the study of and practice in law, when the reality is, it's just not possible! Exclamation point, new line. There's over a dozen Supreme Court cases citing the truth that no requirement, no licensing requirement is required to practice law. Meaning, no, you can't create a little certificate of paper and say that everyone needs it. Not going to happen, not going to work. And it's going to be worth as much as toilet paper in a maximum security supermax prison once I get done annihilating these cocksucker white trash vermin for fraud and murder of people, including pro-per litigants and also defamation, murder of clients. Do you know what murder in the first of clients means to your eternal reputation in the real world of business, once you are exposed via tactical thermonuclear cyber PR? Question mark. What it means is not even a shaving of a penny is going to pass through your hands. Period. UBI, universal basic income, and artificial intelligence, and things like real estate assets, including, yes, digital real estate assets like domain names, are very real, very enforceable legal assets. And those who have sought to deny it and murder people with over a trillion times the assets and credibility of them, it's going to shake out like this. Less than $13 per year in real world business credibility. $13 per year is the cost to control one great domain name after you have purchased it. Yes, it might be more than $13 per year. Credible domain names can cost over $50 million. But the brass tacks, hard, concrete reality of law and real estate in the digital age and in the future is that domain names are the 400 trillion pound gorilla in the room of legal proceedings, and no amount of bar bunny corruption can wrest away control of people who possess assets like these due to first to register law. Period. Domain names are enforceable assets. So are things like trademarks, copyrights, and patents! Exclamation point. New line. And if you think you can monkey around this, if you think your little Hazarai bar bunny certificate and $3 stock public defender business card entitles you to get away with bloody murder of anyone, let alone people with 10 trillion times the assets and credibility of you, you'd be dead wrong in a whole new way, sucker. suck a MC, whack MCs, nigga trash, white trash, assorted trash, vampire trash, subhuman junkie prostitutes of the Bar Association, period. New line. Be happy if you didn't join and sign on for that eternal fraud. Yeah, there probably are a few decent lawyers out there trying to do their best, but it's not possible because the whole game is rigged up to the Supreme Court. It's all kangaroo clerks. Part of the blood-drinking cult at the higher levels. And I think the only real hope for lawyers in the future, once bar corruption is exposed, is going to be giving out legal advice via the internet. And the only way you're going to be able to get market value for your legal services is with things like, yes, credible TLD.com domain names, preferably pithy, but not necessarily pithy if it's your full and real name and not a pseudonym, meaning for maximum credibility, you want to use your real name on the internet and not hide. And credible, tactical, thermonuclear, cyber PR communications with things like emails that use, yes, catchy, well-crafted, attention-grabbing subject lines! New line. Everybody who knows anything about marketing knows that people have to scan their emails and delete things en masse today to deal with spam. So your subject line has to stand out. And Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, that oh-so-wicked and cretinous homophobe, has the number one artificial intelligence SaaS headline generation software, Headline Gizmo, which is also far more sophisticated and far more valuable than companies charging, well, let's just say more sophisticated and valuable than all the companies out there in the field. And I'm only looking to have maybe 10 clients who want to use team play headline generations with artificial intelligence to strategize and plan their cyber communications. Asterisk. New line. Ass-tricks. That's what these people are going to end up as for that level of legal fraud. Ass-tricks. As in, go turn some tricks to pay off your unlimited debts to society for that level of judicial corruption for the vampire blood-drinking cult. New line. Strip them of their robes, put them in pink skirts and high heels, and send them out to the mean streets to work tricks for the next trillion years at one shaving of one penny per trick to pay back their unlimited debt to society for judicial and economic fraud to feed, yes, real blood-drinking vampires. That's all for this audio MP3. Stay tuned for the next audio on the LGBTQ and, yes, vampires lawsuit and legal indictments. Period. New line. This is Jesse Gilbert, a.k.a. General Hakan, a.k.a. the Alpha Cyberwolf, giving fair warning to all who will listen. TLD.com domain name, digital IP assets are worth every bit as much as bars of gold. locked away in Swiss banks. And if you try to defame somebody with these sort of assets as mentally ill and or crazy and or insane and or in need of quote-unquote hospitalization and or quote-unquote things like psychiatric observation, new line, you can be sued for defamation, all in capital letters, and end up in pure hellfire. Eat shit and die, pharma bunnies and cock-sucking slanderous vermin.